Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, I haven't seen Christopher Robin yet, but I definitely want to see that with my daughter, who was a huge fan of Winnie the Pooh when she was little. So we're looking forward to seeing that. And the reviews for that have just been really good.
They have, and it deserves it. I was worried. I thought they were going to turn it into some, I don't know, action movie, silly kind of stuff. And even though they are CGI animated creatures, they have that gentle humor and charm that they always did. And the story is set in the 50s, and it's very, very sweet, no matter what.
Well, there was criticism. Was it Peter Rabbit here a while back? And they went, it was kind of, again, a live action kind of thing. And it was, they tried to make it real edgy and hip and so forth. And you know, a lot
exactly.
of people didn't think that worked so well.
I did. I was worried. I thought that was what they were going to do. But they managed to keep the spirit of Winnie the Pooh. And even though Christopher Robin is now a grown man with his own family, they managed to put the story in context and keep it as back to your childhood, back to the enchanting memories that we had.
Mm-hmm. And who plays Christopher Robin? Who plays Christopher Robin?
Ewan McGregor, Britain star.
Right.
He was in one of the Star Wars movies, and he was perfect casting for it. They have a young version of him too, and then he grows up and he's in World War II, and they kind of gloss over that really quickly. And then he's got this stuffy job in a luggage company in London, and the Eeyore and Piglet and of course Winnie, they all get involved in this terrible business deal he has, but it still keeps it so that they seem like toys and not mean creatures.
And you have some of the original voice actors, don't you?
Well, yeah, kind of. Not if you're as old as I am. The original Winnie the Pooh was another man, but he's been replaced. I remember him from the early TV.
Was that was Sterling Holloway, wasn't it?
Sterling Holloway.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I was blanking his name for a second.
Uh-huh.
But he was replaced by Jim Cummings, who sounds just like him in like '88. And so it's the voice that most people recognize.
Yeah. One of the reviews calls this, and it's a positive review, but it calls it an odd, melancholic experience.
Yes, because it's a time that's gone. This just doesn't exist anymore, and you're looking back toward it, and, the simple times that they're just not here anymore.
Yeah, well,
I think that more than anything.
I think
Eeyore and Pooh and all the rest are still the same.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer. Now, kind of somewhat in the same vein, there's a movie coming out this week called Dog Days.
Yes.
And is this also, this is, now this, not, it's not animatronic or...
No, they must have had the world's hardest time, because even the most trained dogs, you know, with these kind of films, the trainers, whoa, it's difficult, and there are probably 30 animals in this, and a lot of times they have, doubles and whatever. They have the barking dog, the running dog, the whatever, and
yeah.
So it's very cute for dog lovers, and a simple little romantic comedy, very lightweight. You know what's going to happen from, there's no surprises.
Well, the general reviews of this are not positive, but on Rotten Tomatoes, 94% of the audience liked it.
Well, the dogs are irresistible. They're just so cute, and the people less so. But anyway, they bring people together, the old man and the little girl, the couples. There's a one couple who are anchors on a TV show, and their dogs become friends, and so then they do. So it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's very sweet, and maybe some people might think a little too sweet.
Well, one of the reviews said, pretty darn syrupy, but knows its audience.
Yes, it does. And the dogs, as I said, they're just irresistible. There's a chihuahua that wears clothes, and there's a pug that is just absolutely darling. It's Mabel the pug.
So if you love dogs, if you have pets, you're probably going to enjoy this movie in all likelihood. Yeah, and I see that this is in Greenville, and I presume Sulphur Springs, and I think Christopher Robin also. So these both of these are out there in wide release.
Yes, and Christopher Robin and Won't You Be My Neighbor are the hits of the summer for family films.
Oh, great. Yeah, the movie about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Well, thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner Movie Reviewer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.